Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Does it seem that sometimes the pressures of life are almost overwhelming? Are you feeling pressure in your everyday life, on the job, your finances, at home, and either your role as a spouse or a parent? Peter Marshall, a former chaplain of the United States Senate, once said, "When we long for life without difficulties, remind us that oaks grow strong in contrary winds and diamonds are made under pressure." Perhaps we need to catch a visual of ourselves becoming like the Hope Diamond, the most precious, the most famous of all precious stones. You know, it was an old chunk of coal, but the pressure made it an amazing diamond. There seems to be four main causes of pressure, which are externally or internally generated. First, we get overloaded with more to do than the hours of the day will allow us to complete.
And second, we allow our emotions to create worry, anxiety, and frustration, which drains us emotionally and physically as well.
Third, we always play worst-case scenario, imagining the worst things that could possibly happen if something's not completed or doesn't happen.
And fourth, the enemy wants to change our spiritual and our mental environment, to break our focus off what's important about our heavenly calling.
Pressure, well, it can cause us to fight or take flight from our current circumstances. So the question is, what can we do to bring relief from the pressures of life? Are we facing intense pressure in the workplace? Do we need an increase in salary or sales, more money, understanding and or favor from your supervisor, or perhaps greater retirement benefits? Maybe even a healing touch or a financial breakthrough. Bottom line, do you feel mounting pressures in any area that's placed you in a tight spot?
King Saul found himself in a tight spot in 1 Samuel 13, verses 5 through 14. 1 Samuel chapter 13, starting with verse 5. The Philistine mustered a mighty army of 3,000 chariots, 6,000 charioteers, and as many warriors as the grains of sand on the seashore. That's a lot of warriors.
Yes, it is.
The men of Israel saw what a tight spot they were in. And because they were hard pressed by the enemy, they tried to hide in caves, thickets, rocks, holes, and cisterns. Some of them crossed the Jordan River and escaped into the land of Gad and Gilead.
You may think this Bible passage is of little consequence in your daily life, but nothing could be further from the truth. It's a classic example of tight spots or pressure we find ourselves in. Only the names and circumstances and era have changed. In a sense, you face the Philistines every day. Anything that takes your focus and attention off of the things of God is an attack by a spiritual Philistine who's determined to take you captive or torture you. When it seems you're surrounded and the pressure's mounting, call for reinforcements.
And that would be the Word of God. Isaiah 55:6. Isaiah 55:6 says in the Classic Amplified, "Seek, inquire for, and require the Lord while he may be found. Claiming him by necessity and by right, call upon him while he is near." We have to believe that every promise in the Bible is ours to claim and manifest. That's what the Word says. And in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, 2 Peter 1, verse 4 in the Classic Amplified, it says, "By means of these, he has bestowed on us his precious and exceedingly great promises, so that through them you may escape by flight from the moral decay, rottenness, and corruption that is in the world because of covetous, lust, and greed, and become sharers or partakers of the divine nature."
If you feel like you're living in a pressure cooker, Others can talk, make suggestions, or even draw your roadmap. But you're the one who will need a can-do attitude to turn things around. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now there's no equivocation in that verse. But yet I can imagine somebody saying, but Brother Harold, do you really believe I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? Absolutely. Absolutely. But the key is, you got to believe it. The key component of this passage is the fact that Christ strengthened is his strengthening that allows you to do all things. The verse does not say some things. It says that you can do all things you need to do. Is getting out of debt a thing? Is walking in financial freedom and abundance a thing? Is having a proper retirement investment portfolio a thing? Is walking in divine health a thing? Is having a peaceful and loving family a thing? Is being free of any and all addictions a thing? Yes. And you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. With the mind of Christ, we can fully accept, appreciate, and activate the principles of his word. When it says that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, and so can you.
But here's how the process works. While our natural mind is saying, no, you can't do the things that God requires or says that you can do, your spiritual mind is going to have to rise up and say, yes, you can. The word says you can do all these things through Christ. So if you say, I can't, then you're giving place, strength, and power, and authority by your words to what you perceive to be your inabilities to achieve what God himself said that you can do.
Think about that.
I mean, however, if you do say, I can do all things, you are intensifying, fortifying, and even magnifying that ability in your life. You are choosing the spirit over the natural. And the spirit, truthfully, is more real than the natural world you live in.
That's true.
Philippians 4 verse 13 in the Classic Amplified says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength unto me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency.
I love that verse. I absolutely do. We must use the word to create an environment which relieves and removes the pressures we're facing. Pressure, like the waves of the ocean, can roll in small, but sometimes turbulence can cause them to become bigger and more dangerous. But the very good news is that regardless of the intensity of the pressure you're facing, you are more than a conqueror.
And why are you? Because the Word of God says
That's
you
it.
Are. Romans 8:37 says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So we decided to look up conqueror in Strong's Concordance to see what it really means in the Greek, where it came from. And that's G5245. And it says to be more than a conqueror, to gain a surpassing victory. Don't you love that, honey? It's not just a victory, it's a
surpassing
victory.
That's strong.
There are moments in all of our lives when we will decide to let things happen or embrace the possibilities of gaining surpassing victories in the areas of our lives.
Let's go back to David and Goliath for a moment. If David loses to Goliath, he not only loses his life, but Israel will become slaves to the Philistines.
Whoops.
The pressure didn't move David.
Hallelujah.
He was ready to conquer and overcome all adversity.
And it can't move us. 1 Samuel 17, verse 9 in today's New International Version says, if he is able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us.
These are bold words, David is, well, they're bold words that he's speaking. The scripture doesn't record whether King Saul knew what David was going to, well, he was going to make such a bold statement. But I think we can rest assured that David already knew the end from the beginning.
Mm.
He was not fighting this battle in his own strength. He knew in his heart that God would give him the victory. As you fight the good fight, you got to know that God will give you the victory over whatever pressure you're facing. You can always have, you can have confidence that as you fight the good fight, God will protect you when you consider the words of Jeremiah 1:19.
Jeremiah 1 verse 19 in the New International Version says, "They will fight against you, but will not overcome you. For I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord."
Hallelujah. One final thought. Psalm 119:143 in the New Living Translation. "As pressure and stress bear down on me, I find joy in your commands."
Hallelujah.
Let me say that again. "As pressure and stress bear down on me, I find joy in your commands." When facing pressure, financial or otherwise, learn to step back, relax, and analyze why you are where you are, dealing with whatever you're facing at the moment. But be comforted, strengthened, empowered, enlightened by the Word of God. "They will fight against you, but they will not overcome you. For I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Honey, that's great stuff. It really is.
Power for a tremendous Tuesday.
That's exactly right.
So you know what I say to everybody out there?
What?
Go out and conquer.
Amen.
Because
you're an overcomer.
That's right. We, you know, the Word works, and we've just given you a lot of Word to put into your life today. Go out and get them.
And the Word says that you can do, and you need to have the confidence of what the Word says you can do.
You can do.
You can do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be looking for a letter we've sent to you. And outside it says four words. That's going to make, it can make the rest of 2019 the best 6 months of your life.
It's power-packed.
And even beyond that. Check it out. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to heraldhearing.com at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.